You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armaan Sadeghi.
Welcome to the Titanium Life Podcast. This is Armaan Sadeghi, your host on this incredible journey where we're going to take our lives, our businesses, and just about everything else to the next level. So today, I want to talk to you about your health, about fitness, about vibrance, about energy, about nutrition, and about the things that are going to allow you to have the energy to do the things that you love in life. See, many of us in our society today are obsessed with the way that we look. And I'm not telling you shouldn't consider the way that you look. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to have an incredible body. In fact, I tell people, why not have a world-class body? Why not have the kind of body that could be on the cover of a magazine? There's nothing wrong with that, and you can go for that. But I think for most of us, the most important thing is having energy, is having the vibrance to get out there and to tackle life, to tackle the things in life that most people cannot. And so the way to do that is I'm going to share some absolute secrets with you. These are revolutionary secrets that I've been sharing with people now for over 10 years. And incredibly, some of the science that's been coming out in the last year or two is showing what I've been talking about for 10 years to be absolutely at the cutting edge. And now, as the science is starting to prove what I've been talking about, many more people are starting to embrace these things. And I discovered these things not only because I am a scientist and I've studied molecular and cell biology and that I was an athlete growing up, but also just by observing the people and things around me and noticing that there's just these things that you see. For example, you go into the gym, and when you go in the gym, look around the next time you're there and see who's got the nicest bodies in the gym. Is it the people on the bikes and treadmills, or is it the folks on the weights? And if you don't know the answer, go to the gym next time and see. What you'll find, if it's any your gym is anything like the gyms I've been to, the folks with the nicest bodies are the people who are working out with weights, right? Whether they're doing the free weights or the machines. But somehow, people get this impression that you got to go on the treadmill for hours on end and the bike for hours on end, right? It's pretty interesting that you look at that, or you watch the Olympics. And if you pay careful attention and look at the bodies of the sprinters versus the folks who do the long distance stuff, the marathon runners. Now, the marathon runners have incredible strength. Their minds are absolutely out of this world. I've never run a marathon, but I can't imagine how incredibly taxing it must be mentally, right, and physically. But when you look at the bodies of marathon runners versus sprinters, if you're anything like me, you would much rather have the body of a sprinter for both men and women. If you look, you'll see sprinters have very fit bodies where they have muscle tone, but their bodies look healthy. Whereas many marathon runners and long distance runners, when you look at their bodies, unfortunately, they don't look that healthy. Now, there are exceptions, of course, to all of these things, but I want you to look at that. And so what we get to is the key that I want you to understand. Number one, when it comes to health, fitness, vibrance, your body, you shape your body in the gym and you size your body in the kitchen. Make sure you pay attention to what that really means. What that means is don't go to the gym to try to lose weight. The gym is not where you go to lose weight. I hear this all the time. People are like, well, I've made a New Year's resolution. And if you know about anything about me, by the way, you know how I feel about those New Year's resolutions. I've made a New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose 50 pounds or I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And then you'll say, well, what are you going to do? Like, you know what? Starting January 1st, I'm going to go to the gym every day. And I'm like, why would you go to the gym if you want to lose weight? See, most of us have this connection with the gym and losing weight. But the gym is not where you go to lose weight. It's ludicrous. When you look at the science behind it, when you look at the science of health and fitness, it is literally nearly impossible to lose weight by going to the gym. Now you're going to say, but Armaan, everyone talks about this, and this is just a known fact. Try it. The next time you go to the gym, I want you to go to the gym. Maybe you can go today. If you're crazy enough, go to the gym and get on the bike or the treadmill for 2 hours. After 2 hours on the treadmill, or however long you can stand, I want you to see how many calories you've burned. Then on the way home, I want you to go grab some of the foods I love to eat, like some pizza and a little bit of ice cream and maybe a chocolate chip cookie. And what I want you to see is the pizza, the ice cream, or the chocolate chip cookie is going to have way more calories than you can possibly burn on a treadmill. Therefore, it is not how many calories you can burn in the gym. Because whatever calories you burn in the gym, you're going to put back on with what you eat anyways. Now, does it help to lose some calories? Sure, possibly. But see, there's certain things going on in your body that you have to understand. And as someone who has an extensive background in molecular and cell biology and neuroscience and understands how the human body and human mind works, I want to share some things with you to make you understand where you need to go to do what. So size your body in the kitchen, meaning if you want to lose weight or gain weight for that matter, you need to do it with what you put inside of your body, the food that you eat. Now, once you have the size of your body correct, which is your size is what it is, your weight is whatever it is. Now, if you want to shape that body, now is where the gym comes in. Because no matter what you weigh, for me, I weigh around 155 pounds. If I want to take my 155 pound body and I want to change the shape that it's in, I go into the gym. I can't possibly do that with what I eat. Now, what I eat, of course, influences the shape that I'm in, but nowhere near as much as what I do in the gym. So what you want to do then is you want to make sure you understand that, because some people will go into the gym, for example, again, to get on that treadmill to try to lose weight. But here's what happens. First of all, if you consistently do a ton of cardiovascular exercise, for example, a marathon runner who's running 5, 6, 7 miles or more a day, what happens is your body completely changes and your body goes into essentially starvation mode, where you hold on to more fat. And that's what you notice when you look at marathon runners. They're typically very thin and pale, yet they still store a lot of fat on their bodies. When you look at it, they actually have more fat than a sprinter. So why is it? If they're burning all those calories, why do they have all that fat? Well, it's because the human body is designed to be in a mode of making sure it can survive. And when you're putting that much pressure on your body and you're burning all those calories, first of all, your body becomes very efficient at using calories. Think about that for a minute. If your body knows you're going to spend 2 hours running, what it's going to do is it's going to become very, very efficient at the way that it burns calories. So now you're getting on that treadmill and the treadmill is telling you you burned 800 calories, but you didn't actually burn 800 calories. 800 calories is for someone who never gets on the treadmill. But if you get on the treadmill every day, your body is adjusted to it and your body's become more efficient and better at burning calories. So now you're maybe only burning 400 calories. And that's where this thing becomes really interesting. What you realize is most of the people who are doing what I call cardioing yourself to death, what they're really doing is at first they may get some results, but the results very quickly stop. Now, I'm not against cardiovascular exercise. In fact, I think it's very important, but I believe you should get your cardiovascular exercise by doing the things that you love. For me, I love basketball. I love being an athlete. I love basketball. I really enjoy playing tennis. I enjoy getting out there and being active. So for me, if you want to go hike a mountain, go to a beautiful place and take a 4-hour walk on a trail, oh, that's beautiful. You want to go for a jog in a place that I really enjoy being in? Yes, let's go on the beach and let's go for a beautiful, beautiful jog or a walk. Let's get in the basketball gym and play basketball for 2-3 hours. But don't ever try to put me on a treadmill for 2 hours. My goodness, don't even put me on a treadmill for 10 minutes. I couldn't possibly stand being on a treadmill for 10 minutes. Yet I used to have people try to do that with me. But then here's the other thing that happens. You get people in a gym, you put them on a treadmill, and what happens? As soon as they get off that treadmill, they've been on it for 30 minutes, the human mind kicks in. And this is where my background in neuroscience is critical. Because the way the mind works, you now feel like you've earned your right to, eat what you want. So you get out of the gym and now you're eating the foods you shouldn't eat. You're having that cookie, you're having that pizza because you feel like you've earned it, right? So you've earned that right. And so you'll eat a little bit extra. And then what happens? That's for lunch. Then comes dinner time and you go to eat dinner and you'll want to say no to dessert, but you'll say, it's okay. I'll have dessert. And what does everybody say? That's okay. I'll just put in an extra 20 minutes on the treadmill tomorrow, right? And so you're already borrowing from tomorrow's treadmill, right? And the calories that you're going to burn. Now, of course, you don't sit there and actually do the math and realize that, my goodness, now you're going to have to spend 4 hours on the treadmill. And you forget about the fact that your body changes as you do more of this. But putting all that aside, now in the next morning, you get up and you've already spent all the calories that you're going to gain today, right? And if you're actually motivated enough to get in there and actually work out and get on that treadmill or bike or whatever it is that you do, by the time you get off of it, now you really feel like you've earned your rewards. And it's this cycle that just keeps continuing. And then you skip a day or you skip 2 days or a week or a month and the thing just doesn't work. So here's what I want you to understand. If you want to have an incredible body, you're going to have to learn that you size your body in the kitchen and you shape your body in the gym. Now, sizing your body and shaping your body are the same whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight. I work with a lot of people a lot of successful business folks whose biggest problem is they need to lose weight. But I work with just as many incredibly successful people whose biggest problem is that they need to do it the other way around. So it doesn't matter if you're trying to gain weight or if you're trying to lose weight, right? Some people have battled disorders that have to do with food for a big portion of their lives. And their whole thing is they want to put on more weight, but they want to do it in a way that makes them feel healthy, right? So it's not about whether you want to gain weight or lose weight. It's about understanding where you go to do that. So as of today, I want you to understand, go to the gym when you want to shape your body and look at your nutrition when you want to size your body. Now, as we're looking at this then, let's just finish this in the last minute here with me giving you some hints as to what we're going to talk about when we get into fitness and then when we get into nutrition, which are two of my upcoming podcasts for you. When it comes to fitness, the key is you want to do short bursts, high intensity strength training. So just break that down. Short bursts, high intensity, and strength training. Strength training is when you're using weight. Now, it doesn't have to be free weights, the fancy stuff that the big bodybuilders use. You could use the machines at the gym, right? Or you can be using a band even at home. It doesn't matter, but the key is that you're focusing on strength training, right? You're doing your strength training. You're doing a short burst of it, but you're doing it at a high intensity level. So if you want to get your cardio now, what you do is you're in the gym for 25 minutes and you need to get about 25 minutes of cardiovascular exercise a day or more. But the way you get that is you're doing high intensity strength training, which will make you sweat as much as anyone on a treadmill or a bike, but it's strength training, not purely cardiovascular training. That's the key for the gym. And when it comes to nutrition, I'm going to talk to you about the four categories of foods on an upcoming episode. And it's important that you tune in and you listen to what these four categories are, because these four categories will be life-changing for you. I guarantee you, many of the foods you consume that you think are healthy are the foods that are getting you the most when it comes to gaining weight or having the type of body you don't want. So it's important for you to realize what are some of those category one foods. And I'll give you one that scares most people when I tell them. Category one foods, by the way, are the ones that you absolutely have to cut out if you're trying to lose weight. Would you believe that things like milk and fruit juice are category one foods? Most people don't realize that something like milk or yogurt or fruit juice, these things can make you gain massive amounts of weight, yet we've been taught that these are healthy. And what I'll tell you is the reason they're not healthy is because the human body wasn't designed to drink fruit juice. It wasn't designed to drink milk past the age of 2 or 3. So we do these things to our bodies thinking we're being healthy, but instead we're actually damaging our bodies and we're putting way too much sugar inside of our bodies. Now the nutrients from fruit is great to put in your body, but trust me, there are way better ways of getting those nutrients than drinking a fruit, right? So we'll talk about that and we'll talk about the fact that you should eat your fruit and drink your vegetables. We'll talk about the fact that there are four categories of foods and you want to cut out the category one foods as much as possible. You want to limit the category two foods, but focus on the fact that you should have the category two foods that you love, not the ones that you kind of like. And then there's the category three and four foods, which are pretty hard to abuse, but you just have to be careful with how much of them you consume. Those are the things we're going to talk about. So tune in for the next episodes when we talk about specifics of my 25-minute workout, which is an incredible revolutionary workout that I've taught to thousands of people all over the world, and the results are incredible. And I've got some of the busiest people in the world on this routine, and you should see the results that they're getting with just 25 minutes in the gym. So today, I want to end with what I started with, which is you shape your body in the gym and you size your body in the kitchen. So focus on what you eat if you want to lose or gain weight, and focus on your workout if you want to shape your body in a different way. Hey, I love you all. I want to see you have that vibrance and energy that you deserve. Get out there, and as always, lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.